There's always room for one more.
Welcome back to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary, and a little lagniappe for you too. Today it's time to dial back the dimples. In probably one of the most boring Masters finishes ever, Dustin Johnson dusted the field in taking a five-shot victory by scoring an all-time record low total of 20, what else in the year 2020, 20 under par. That is good for two shots lower than the previous all-time lowest score, which had been held by two pretty good golfers, Tiger Woods back in 1997 and Jordan Spieth in 2015. Golf scores continue to get lower while traditional venues such as Augusta National Golf Club are being reduced into drive, pitch, and putt competitions. Are today's golfers really that much better than those who played in a bygone era, or has technology just helped make the game easier than ever before? Last week, we examined beefed-up golfers such as Bryson DeChambeau, who, by the way, finished 18 shots behind Dustin Johnson with a 2-under-par total for the tournament, who are trying to pummel championship golf courses into submission with prodigious drives and short approaches to the greens. You know, Dustin Johnson is no slouch off the tee himself. He ranks number 6 this season in driving distance at a whopping 321 yards. At Augusta Country Club this weekend, DJ hit more greens, 83%, than anyone else in the field. He was also closer to the hole on average than anyone else was too. Now that added up to a terrific weekend and his very first green jacket. Looking back, I have a hard time believing that golf's greats, such as Arnold Palmer, whose forearms could match Popeye himself, Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson, and other golf stars from the 1960s and 70s, wouldn't be able to hit today's golf ball every bit as far and straight as the current crop of PGA professionals. Let's take a closer look at some of the real reasons why golf scores keep getting lower and lower every year. Is it the fairways? In 2020, the average PGA Tour golf course fairways are cut just 1/2 inch off the ground compared to about 1 inch high back in the 1960s. Now that surely does help the golf ball roll further once it hits the ground, but the golf ball's flight accounts for well over 90% of the distance off the tee. Next, let's review the golf clubs. The metal heads on today's drivers certainly make it easier for professional golfers to launch rockets down the fairway. Recent models of metal woods will allow golfers to adjust the launch angle on the club face of these drivers. With a few twists of a special wrench, you can go from an 11-degree club face launch angle all the way down to like 9 degrees and a lower ball flight. The change from persimmon or wooden driver heads has made a huge difference too. A few years ago, PGA Tour professional Brant Snedeker agreed to a little experiment for two consecutive rounds on the Sea Island Plantation Golf Course in Hilton Head, South Carolina. He played one round with his current golf clubs and golf balls. The next round, though, he used a 1980s-era steel-shafted persimmon woods and irons and a Bolata golf ball. On tee shots using the old-school wooden driver, Snedeker's shots went 25 to 30 yards shorter off the tee on well-struck shots. For those mishit shots, he lost 50 to 60 yards. And that brings us to the number one culprit for distance on the PGA Tour. The golf ball itself. Over time, early golf balls started as perfectly round spheres. As the round progressed back in the ancient days, your golf ball started to get nicked, and ironically, it would also fly further off the tee than before. As years of laboratory experiments have proven, a golf ball's wind resistance becomes lower when dimples are placed around the golf ball to help lower the pressure or drag on the ball and allow for more lift and carry down the fairways. Until the year 1974, British and fellow Europeans were using a different golf ball, which was slightly smaller at 1.62 inches in diameter than the American golf ball at a whopping 1.68 inches. Now, both parties were already in agreement that the weight of the standard golf ball should be the same, 1.62 ounces. But that smaller British golf ball would fly lower in those windy seaside golf courses which are more prevalent in Europe. Their small ball was played on the European Tour and during the annual British Open Golf Tournament Championship. It was not, though, used on the PGA Tour in America. After that 1974 British Open, the RNA, or golf's governing body for Europe, dropped the use of the British golf ball at their annual tournament, but it took another 16 years until 1990 for the RNA to completely eliminate the small golf ball across Europe. The interior construction of a golf ball is yet another way to increase distances. Today's golf balls are predominantly made from solid materials and come with varying degrees of compression. The lower the compression, the greater the degree of feel, but the lower the maximum distance. The cover of a golf ball is also fairly standard today, though most golf balls were manufactured using a Surlyn cover, that's a plastic developed back in the 1960s. Today's professional golfers prefer their golf ball covers to be made of urethane, a chemical compound, for a softer feel. The urethane cover golf balls are also the most expensive golf balls in the market, too. But the real issue in controlling golf ball distances surrounds the dimples on the golf ball itself. The reason for dimples is to reduce that aerodynamic drag on the golf ball. The more advanced the design, the longer the flight of the ball goes. Dimple patterns on golf balls have changed significantly over the years. Most golf balls today have dimples which resemble moon craters. Other golf balls have featured hex-shaped dimples, multiple size dimples on the same golf ball, dimples inside of dimples, and deep and shallow dimples too.
Excellent.
The United States Golf Association regulates the standards related to those golf balls. There are currently no restriction on the number of dimples or the shape of those golf ball dimples either. I reviewed the exhaustive conforming golf ball list of the USGA recently. Most of today's major name brand golf balls have anywhere from 328 to 342 dimples. Hey, but who's counting? What's the best way to fix this never-ending distance issue? Well, it's time to break out and introduce our Swamp Swami word of the week, bifurcation. This means having two different golf balls, one made for professional golfers only and another for the rest of us amateur golfers. Golf ball manufacturers could easily reduce the number of dimples on the professional golfer's ball to dial back the maximum flight distance. Like, how about at least 10% for starters, huh? The rest of us mortal golfers would still be allowed to play with today's hotter golf balls if we desire. In this manner, golf ball manufacturers, who have a financial stake in this too, shouldn't have a big problem with the concept as long as their overall sales of golf balls of all types would not be hurt by the change. Just last Thursday at the Masters, legendary golfers Jack Nicklaus, now 80, and 85-year-old Gary Player hit their ceremonial first tee shots to open up the golf tournament. Afterwards, they were telling reporters that a change in golf balls is needed immediately to prevent golf courses from being overpowered by the golfers. Nicklaus, who is a six-time winner of the green jacket at the Masters, has been trying to dial back distances off the tee box for years, and he fired a dire warning. Both the USGA and the RNA said that they are serious about doing this. They have to make some changes with it. Otherwise, all of the old golf courses, all of the strategy, and everything else that you had on golf courses is going to be gone. Now, Nicklaus said a special ball, to be used by professionals only, could have been put into play this year to limit driving distances. He thinks that that golf ball might have debuted this year in 2020, if not for the pandemic delay which postponed the Masters from April until November. Gary Player, who was the most physically fit player of his generation, thinks this action is long overdue. "We've seen things we've never thought would happen," Player said. "Don't be surprised if you see them hit it 500 yards someday because these guys are so big and strong it's frightening. We ain't seen nothing yet." It's not just the older generation of golfers who thinks the time has come for a change. Back in 2017, just 3 years ago, Tiger Woods also agreed that professional golfers should be playing a restricted golf ball. "We've had to lengthen so many golf courses now," said Woods. "Eventually you're going to run out of property. Some of the older golf courses, we're going to lose them. My idea was to have it so that every professional would have to play a reduced flight ball." And even this year's 2020 Masters champion Dustin Johnson is on the record of saying a change is overdue. Johnson admitted that golf is the lone sport where every player doesn't play the same ball, such as football, baseball, and basketball. He thinks that rolling the professional level golf ball back a bit might even help golfers' long hitters keep an edge. "There should be some kind of advantage for guys who work on hitting it far and getting the speed that they need. Having the same golf ball that everyone plays, you're going to have more of an advantage." Well, perhaps, DJ, but we're still waiting and waiting for the USGA and RNA to make a decision on this soon. Perhaps next year, in 2021, we'll finally see professional golfers having to hit some 3, 4, or 5 irons into those lightning-fast greens at Augusta National once again. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.